Roderick MacLeish has died. During his 80 years, he was a journalist, filmmaker, science fiction writer, and commentator for Morning Edition.
As a reporter, MacLeish covered the Vietnam War. Decades later, on this program, he reflected on the impending start of the Gulf War in 1990.
In order to justify such carnage, the state which starts the war must have first exhausted all other means of resolving the central grievance. If we started a Persian Gulf War unilaterally, we would be an instant pariah in the Middle East, where the bulk of foreign oil comes from.
You can hear more of Rod MacLeish's commentaries at NPR.org.
As you listen to his serious work, bear in mind that they come from the same man who could pull your leg by claiming he was a wild animal trainer from Kenya.
He also told his friends he was once a prisoner in Siberia rescued by a pair of huskies.
His family says Roderick MacLeish died of natural causes in the nation's capital. We'll say goodbye this morning by listening to MacLeish's 1983 commentary on Independence Day.
The best sounds of all are 4th of July tunes, or tunes played by inexpert bands to entertain perspiring crowds on the 4th of July. The loveliest of them weave through the music of Charles Ives, America's greatest composer, tunes to bury the dead by and cheer up the living. Is it impious, then, this noisy celebration that commemorates the first silence of men sitting alone or in twos and threes beside the cold hearths of July, considering what they had done? No, I don't think so. John Adams, Mr. Jefferson, John Hancock, the Revolutionary paymaster, knew that if perchance they won, their descendants would evolve far beyond them into a different time and other habits. And here it is, another 4th of July, and we have. This is Rod MacLeish in Washington.